It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
We've got a friend, a guest from the community named Jessica, Nix, Jean from the Miller County Fair Association. How are you doing? Good morning. Great. You're doing what?
I'm great.
Oh, okay.
I do love how you always say Jessica, Nix, yeah. Jean.
Well, you know, Nix
sure
was your
husband.
Keep
does
that Lindridge
yeah.
in there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he loves it.
Her maiden name.
Yeah, it is my maiden name.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I grew up county fair, I grew up showing, so that's how a lot of people know me,
right.
And so it's funny because, like, I got a call from the state the other day, and they were like, is this Jessica Nix? And I had to look, like, well, yeah, it is.
Maybe.
it's me, but that's how, being...
Well, your family.
It is.
Yeah, I mean,
and you
name.
Grow up fairing,
yeah.
People just know you by your maiden name, and
yep.
he's
yeah.
okay with that.
Yeah, we kid him a lot on that. It's kind of like Nick. But anyway, it's good to have you in here.
Well, thanks for coming.
And lots of activities going on, including you just got finished naming a Miss Miller County.
Tell
yes,
us about it.
Our Miss Miller County is Miss Zoe Lovelace. She's a senior at Genoa High School.
Right.
So amazing.
She's super excited. So she will actually go on to the state fair in October and compete to be the Miss Arkansas Fair.
So she's going on to the state fair in Little Rock. In October.
For
a chance to be
Miss
Arkansas. Right?
Mm-hmm. She's a senior.
Okay.
And they give hundreds of thousands of scholarships.
When you
away.
Say senior, does that mean she's about to be a senior?
Well,
in she graduates
September,
in 20.
She'll
okay,
be a
yeah,
senior.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure. I was just checking.
Well, you know, senior activities start in the summer,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And so she's already launched her.
So this will be
her
her
plan.
Senior year.
This is her senior year. So I think it's a great way to kick off your senior year.
Oh,
have
yeah.
a crown on your head.
Yeah.
And she's going in with a positive outlook.
I love
you
this.
You know, especially coming out of COVID and being, I guess, more house arrest for some of these kids.
Yeah.
She's able to get out and allow her spirit to shine, and I'm excited for her.
I think she's going to change the world.
That's
I do
absolutely
with her smile,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, what else you got coming up in the near future? Because we're gearing up for the big Miller County Fair in September,
right.
But there's
so
things before
previews.
That.
Yeah.
We do. We have something in August and September. Mm-hmm. So August the 13th, we're going to have a goat roping, and it will be our first goat roping.
Yes.
So we're excited. Books are going to open at 6:30, and then we're going to kick off at 7:30 that night, and there will be concessions. I do want to remind everybody that we don't allow alcohol on the premises.
Oh, yeah.
We want that to be a safe environment for our kids,
right?
And that's the best way to do it in Miller County is to cut out the
yeah,
booze.
It is.
The next thing is on the 14th, we'll have a junior rodeo. We will open, well, we won't. We've got a company coming in and doing that, Riding for the Brand. They're going to open up the books for that about a week early, which we will post everything on social media to where you can just call in. You don't have to be a member of the Riding for the Brand Association. You don't have to be a member of the County Fair Association to participate in the rodeo.
All right. And what day is that going to be on?
August 14th.
August 14th.
And you've got a lot of local talent, right?
We have a ton of local talent. We have the Ganeys. They're world champion bull riders. Uh-huh. We have Dakota Power. He's a world champion bronc rider. And then we have a couple of little girls who have picked up doing goat tying and barrels and poles. And so we went Saturday to support them, and we had so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Had so much fun. They get so giddy, and they enjoy the fact that their community had came to where they were to support them.
Yeah, yeah, everybody loves a little support, and to have that much talent right here is amazing.
It is.
It really is. It's kind of like, hey, we got them right here in our own backyard.
Yeah. We really do.
I know.
We really do.
Must be in the water. It's a good thing.
It is. And I love the fact that our community backs it.
Right.
You know, I'm all about rebuilding Western heritage, and this is where it starts. It starts with your little boys, little girls.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Such a good community.
Absolutely. And things like this is like the old-fashioned county fair.
It is. I tell you what, I do get overwhelmed sometimes. Like, I turned around the other night, and one of the boys had on, like, an old man, pearl snap shirt, his hat pulled up, and his old Wranglers on. And bull riders don't wear a belt. You know, they tie up their pants tight, and he had a, string tied around his boots. And I thought, man, that's a cowboy right there.
You're representing.
You know? That's right.
That's a real cowboy.
That's a real cowboy right there.
All right, well, hang around because we're going to continue talking with Jessica and, of course, the big fair itself coming up. Towards the end of September, it's going to be a great time for all, and we'll talk all the specifics of that coming up on the Peg. Well, maybe it was Memphis. That's
probably
Pam Tillis on the Peg, 103.9 MyPigRadio.com. And Memphis, y'all been to Graceland?
Yep.
Never.
Oh, I love Memphis.
And that's so surprising.
You have to go. I know.
I'm shocked.
Oh, yeah. The only time we went to Tennessee, I had to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame, and I drug my kids through there for about 5 hours, you know, because I wanted to read every little line, and I had to stand on the circle, and, you know, it was a good time for me.
Oh, okay.
Forget them children, but no, I'm playing. No, my kids are huge country music fans.
I think I'm tired.
Well, yeah, but like my oldest, I get tickled at her because she comes home from college, and she listens to, like, 70s and 80s and 90s country.
Yeah.
And
right down our alley.
Right. And so they'll play the new stuff, and Riley will change the station on her friends. She'll be like, no,
nope, we're not doing that.
Right. I got tickled at the pageant. She entered because her friend wanted to enter, so Riley entered
Moral
with her.
Moral support. Right. She's a good girl.
So when they got up there to say, you know, if you... You know, what's your dreams? And Riley said, to marry George Strait.
Oh, we love
her. And I said, that's mine, that one. She's mine.
Totally mine.
That's right. She's going to marry King George one day.
Well, we love that.
That's it.
Invite us to the wedding.
Nothing wrong with that. I was going to marry some girl named Sylvia at one point. She was a country star back in the early
80s. Oh, I like that match.
Yeah.
Well, his wife might get mad, I mean.
Well, yeah, George Strait's wife might not go with
it. Right, it is. You know, it's cute.
By the way, we're talking with Jessica Nix Jean. I don't think I reintroduced her. I just got this topic started. But she's the Miller County Fair Association, of course, in Miller County down in Falk. And they are gearing up for their big fair, which is coming up in September. And what are the exact dates this year?
September the 22nd through the 25th.
That's a 3-day event.
It is.
Right. And when's the parade?
The parade will be celebrating
all week.
On Tuesday the 21st will be our parade.
We have a parade on Tuesday the 21st.
That's right.
At 6:30.
Everyone's welcome.
In the evening.
You know, we are actually, you know, like... literally 2 months away, for real.
I think I said that.
I know. Well, I just looked down at my watch and I was like, oh my gosh, it is.
It is.
Like, my heart's kind of palpitating.
Oh no. Yeah. Only have 2 months to get this
done. Yeah, right.
So the parade is Tuesday evening, the 21st
at
6:30 in the evening.
Right.
And where's it going to kick off from, or where do you line up?
They line up on the Falk football field, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And then they'll come in front of the fair building and they make a loop. We'll post it on Facebook.
Well, good, yeah.
Because I'm not the one that organizes that. Believe it or not.
I delegate.
Yes, I tell you what, Rob has been doing the parade for years.
Okay.
But he loves it.
Yeah, rely on experience.
And they love... they know who to contact, and so all we ask is you sign up.
Okay.
You don't even have to sign up. Just show
just
up.
Show up.
Sign up's okay, but you
can bring you some candy and a smile on your face.
Okay. Show up at the football field down in Falk.
That's right.
A little ahead of time there on that Tuesday evening. Bring you some candy and a smile, as she said.
Right.
And get ready to have some fun for the parade.
And your pageant wave.
Well, yeah, you got to have that.
The queen wave.
She's got it down absolutely perfect. Yeah. And so then the fair itself?
The fair itself. Now, on the 22nd, will be Arenas of Faith. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a free event.
It's on a Wednesday evening.
It's a Wednesday evening. So it will be a church service, basically.
Gotcha.
We'll have a horseback devotion and then some gospel music. I'm excited.
Yes, ma'am.
I know. That's my jam.
Right.
That's right.
Yep.
And then on Thursday, we'll have barrels and activities for the kids on Thursday. No, that was Thursday.
Yep.
On Friday, we're going to have a family ranch rodeo.
Explain that to us.
So a family ranch rodeo is where you have got to have children and parents.
Right.
It can't be all adults. It can't be all kids. It has to be a mixture of both.
A combo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So everybody's having to work together.
So you got dad and mom and a couple of kids, and you got yourself a team, right?
You do,
basically.
Or like Anna and I could do it and have a couple of our kids dinner, and you know, and then they do fun events where it's doctoring, or you got to pull a ribbon off a calf's tail, you know, stuff like that. So that's going to be fun, and I encourage everybody, if y'all have never been to one of
those are fun,
to come out. And our admission's cheap; it's $5 to get in.
That's nothing.
We're going to have all the fair food you can imagine to eat.
Right.
Now hold that thought.
Yeah. Because
when we want to come back, we're going to talk about the vendors,
okay,
and the food. and the Saturday events, and we'll do that coming up. More of the best and most country as we roll through a Tuesday morning on the Pig. Hey, this would have been news time, by the way, but we've already done news a couple of times. Our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Well, they just sponsored this talk with Jessica.
I'm American made.
Well, yes, you are.
So am I.
Yes, you are. 1039 and mypigradio.com. It is the morning show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Three locations, Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Sixth County, Arkansas, to conveniently serve you. Our friend, our guest from the community today is Jessica Nix Jean from the Miller County Fair. We've been talking about the big fair that's coming up in September. And let's talk, before we get to the Saturday activities, let's talk about vendors.
Yes.
So where do you have five food vendors?
I already, love and she it. Just opened
That's
it up.
Already, we opened it up Sunday.
Yeah. Right.
Tuesday.
And I'm probably honestly going to have to cut off food vendors soon because I want everybody to have a fair shot.
Right.
At making a good living at the county fair.
Well, sure.
As you know, last year we had a huge turnout at nighttime. So we were expecting Saturday to be packed.
Right.
You know, we're doing a jackpot show that Saturday, so I do want to make sure that we have plenty to feed all of our rodeo contestants and our livestock contestants. So we have a gentleman coming out. He's doing turkey legs and wings and fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomato. You got me right there.
We have our fair food, your corn dogs, funnel cakes from Lane's Concession. The fair concession, we'll have barbecue baked potatoes, which we always do. They're usually a huge hit. You know, burgers and fries. There's a lady coming out of Magnolia. She's doing ribs.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. And then there's sausage on a stick. I think someone said there may be Italian ice coming.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Which is going to be hot. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. And then, you know, like I already have a food vendor. We have a cotton candy vendor.
You covered all the bases.
Did I say food? I meant clothes.
Yeah.
A boutique. We have some boutiques coming. But we have cotton candy. I mean, who doesn't
like cotton candy? You can't have a fair without cotton candy.
Everybody's got to have a little cotton candy.
Yeah.
You get it for, you say you get it for the kid, but then you're sitting there. Yeah. Let me see some of that.
I like to just walk by a random kid and say, "Can I have a bite of that?"
Sure.
Can I have some of that?
Because
I don't want the whole thing,
but just a little bit.
Yep.
So if and your vendors could either be for profit or non-profit.
Now,
the non-profits do not have to pay anything to be. So you encourage.
We encourage non-profits,
like churches, civic groups, the cheerleading groups, whatever.
Whatever. And the reason is because we are a non-profit and we know how hard it is to raise money.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so our thing is we can open it up and allow these. CASA would be a great person or a great group to come out there.
Yeah, domestic violence prevention.
One of those to set up, and then. They can do a game. You can do whatever your heart desires to make money for your association, whether it be a raffle or I encourage games because little kids love games.
They do love games, especially like that. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. You know, the duck pond, football toss, balloon toss, whatever it is, darts.
Darts.
Yeah. Y'all, I'm acting it out. I know y'all can't see it over the radio, but I'm throwing a dart in here. Those kind of activities kids love. And their parents don't mind paying 50 cents or a dollar to allow them to play it.
So for your nonprofit there to be able to come out and get a little bit for them and whatever and have fun, that's great. Now, if it is a for-profit, there's a little bit of a fee, but not a big one.
It's not. It's $50.
Right. $50 for 3 days.
Mm-hmm, for a 10 by 10.
For a profit. But if you're nonprofit, it's free. So how do they get a hold of you if they were interested in being a vendor, either nonprofit or profit?
You can call me 870-330-1155. If I don't answer, just leave a message. And the other thing is you can find it on Facebook at Miller County Fair, Arkansas.
Great.
It's right on our front page.
All right. Now, the Saturday events, put that out there for us.
Saturday morning, we will have not only our county kids will be showing, but we'll have a jackpot show. Last year, we had kids from Fayetteville, as far as Fayetteville and Houston.
Wow.
So with there's some different stuff changing in the state, so they're cutting out a lot of our district fairs.
Okay.
We foresee a huge turnout for that. So you do not have to be a member. You don't have to be a resident of Miller County to show in the jackpot show.
Okay.
You can be in any of the area. You'll be coming right off of four states. So if y'all just want to come, it's a one-day thing. It's a blow and go. And so you just show up, get your calf ready, and run it through the ring. We've got great prizes already lined up for that. Simultaneously, they will be running Slack, which to me, I enjoy a little more than like the rodeo show.
Right.
Because Sometimes it gets a little ranchy.
And real,
yeah, it does. It does. It gets a little ranchy out there, and I love that. But I don't encourage children getting hurt. Uh-huh. But I love rodeo, and that's just part of it.
That's inherent with the
It
the
is.
Sport,
yeah. It is. So that'll be Saturday morning, and then in the afternoon we'll have the salsa competition. It's sponsored by Justin Magnus again. He loves that. And then we're going to throw in a little ice cream.
Homemade ice cream. I love this twist.
I will tell y'all, I am a bluebell connoisseur.
Yeah.
Don't throw that in your ice cream maker. I will know.
Oh, yeah. She'll know. Yeah. Know. Yeah. This is not you. This is Bluebell.
Yeah. And I know Blue Bunny. It's nasty. So... I'm sorry. Let me hashtag.
That wasn't us.
I didn't say
sorry,
that.
Sorry, that's me. That's the county fair. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bluebell is the way to go, is all I'm saying.
All right. Hang on. We're going to continue this.
Stepped in that.
Got to clean this
sorry,
up a little
sorry,
bit.
Sorry,
all right.
Sorry.
But we'll continue talking. We're going to hold her over to the top of the hour.
All
okay.
Good.
More of the best of most countries coming up on the beat. Yeah, don't put the Bluebell in there. It's got to be homemade.
Homemade.
Yeah, we call it the best of most country for a reason at 103.9 MyPigRadio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, and sensible. Alan Brown, the crew, your friends, your local financial institution of choice. And, they are there for you. And, you know, with the temperatures going up, you can stay cool all summer long, whatever's left of it, with a refreshingly delicious new frozen drink, blue raspberry, wild cherry, or frozen Coke. Just $1.69 for a medium at participating Mickey D's or McDonald's.
Have you had it? It's good.
It is good.
I don't have a favorite. I have all of them.
I like frozen Coke. That's good stuff. We've been talking with Jessica Nixgene, and when we stopped earlier, she was talking about the salsa and ice cream competition and saying it all needs to be homemade. You know,
right.
Let's not get the pace out for the Bacani sauce or whatever, and don't get the Bluebell out for the ice cream. Make it yourself.
Right.
If somebody wants to be involved in the salsa and ice cream competition, how do they do that?
Well, with the salsa competition, there'll be a sign-up a week or so before. We do ask that you fill out that form, but, come about an hour before time. Uh-huh. We'll put all that information out. Same thing with ice cream.
Right.
We kind of need to pace to know what we're looking at prize-wise.
All right.
But we're working on all those rules and regulations to get those out. And normally, our fair book should be out August 1st, so at least that next Sunday. Oh, it's Sunday.
Yes, come up next. Next week, it'll already be out. Supposedly.
Yes. Okay, so I have to finish my part. Uh-huh. Okay, everything else is done, but Jessica's part.
It's coming up soon.
Girls to help you.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
they can prove it.
They can. Yeah. They can. Because I can't spell. Y'all know I'm not as smart as a fifth grader. We prove that every time I'm here.
Play that again.
Clearly is your friend.
So that'll be going on Saturday with the salsa and ice cream. That'll be a lot of fun.
In the afternoon.
Then Saturday evening,
the
activities.
Oh, so much fun.
Saturday evening, we will kick off that evening activity with a junior rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be participants from all over. You know, we'll have a funny man. We like to put on a show.
Right.
And so. We're going to end that a little earlier this year than we did last year. I think we ran until about 11 last year. We're going to run a little early this year and then end it with a barn dance.
Oh, a good old-fashioned barn dance.
Good old-fashioned. Yes. You know, so I'm looking for I want a really good band.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean like a boot scooting, belly rubbing band.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Little Brooks and Dunn.
So the challenge is out there.
The challenge is out there. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could get like Tanya Tucker, but I can't afford. I'm not on a Tanya Tucker budget.
That.
Well, you know, unfortunately,
we're still in a beer budget.
we're on a beer budget. I would love fine wine, but you know, we're running a little different.
This is for charities. So,
It is. You know, everything that we make, we give back.
You
to the community.
You invest it back into Miller. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we don't make a dime, to be honest. We're just enough to function till the next event.
What it is it's one of those passions of love that she
has.
She loves this kind of event, how it brings families and friends and neighbors together, the old good old country fair. Mm-hmm. She's passionate about it, so that's what it's all about.
It is. To see a kid run up to you with the biggest smile on their face and ice cream from ear to ear and just excited, that is what it's all about. Last weekend when we had our pageant, the little cowboys got to crown the queens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh.
They were starstruck.
Starstruck.
I bet they were.
And it was just like, Miss Jessica, did you see her?
Yes.
Did you see that dress?
Did you see?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's right. 103.9 and MyPigRadio.com. And it's the morning show. And Jessica Anna, and you people out there, get ready to find out if you're smarter than a fifth grader.
Oh, good.
Because that's the game that happens to be up today. She was making fun of it a while ago.
Because I'm never smarter. Well, like I always fail this game.
Let's see if you're... And I kind of previewed these. These aren't quite as easy as they are sometimes.
Oh, shoot.
So
well,
here we go.
We're going to do summer school.
Which continent contains the most countries? Which continent contains the most countries? Is it South America, Asia, or Africa? Which continent contains the most countries?
Asia or Africa would have been my... Out of the two, you guess which
I'd
one.
I'd say Asia.
Okay, we're going to go with Asia.
Okay, unfortunately, it was Africa.
Oh, there we go.
Told y'all.
Well, Asia takes up the most land, but there's some big countries there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But good deductions there. Which of the following is not part of the Earth's atmosphere? Okay? Not part of the Earth's atmosphere.
Not. Okay.
The mesosphere, the troposphere, or the biosphere? Which is not part of the Earth's atmosphere? Mesosphere, troposphere, or biosphere?
Biosphere.
Yeah, I'm going to go
Very
with you.
Very good guess.
Good job. Thank you. You
that
went
is
on the right path.
Correct.
Yeah. Let's see if we can keep it going.
What do we call a triangle with three unequal sides? Triangle with three unequal sides. Is that a scalene, a unilateral, or an isosceles?
Scalene.
This is geometry, and I hated it. And it is.
It's a good
scalene.
Game.
Scalene. You are correct.
I'm trying to remember. You know, I have an eighth grader.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, she's so smart.
She is. Way
off.
Smarter than her mama.
Well, so far, you're
doing good.
You're two out of three.
You've got us on the right path.
You're two out of three, so you're doing good. What was the first building in America to have over 100 floors? Was that the World Trade Center, the Empire State Building, or the New York Times Building? What was the first building in America to have over 100 floors?
Empire State Building.
That is so correct.
I'm going to go with you.
Yes, the Empire State Building. That's the one that King Kong was hanging off of back in the old movie back in the day. And finally, what percentage of the Earth's water supply can be used for drinking? What percentage of the Earth's total water supply can be used for drinking? Is that 7%, 4%, or less than 1%?
I think it's less than 1.
I would go with less than 1.
It is less than 1 because the oceans are so big. They have to desalinate it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, y'all got 4 out of 5, which means you go on to the sixth grade.
Yeah.
Surprising, but I'll take it.
I knew she would.
Go for the win.
All right, so the Miller County Fair coming up in late September. You got events coming up in August as well, so it's all culminating in the big 3-day event. And the parade is going to be on that Tuesday, the 21st.
Right.
At 6:30 p.m., show up at the Falk football field with candy and smile and ready to go with the parade. Anybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
Vendors, if you're a nonprofit,
it's
nothing.
Free.
It's free.
Right.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what kind of nonprofit you are. If you just get a group together.
Awareness money.
Yeah, and have some games or whatever so the kids can play. And then if it's a paid vendor, it's just $50 for 3 days. And Jessica, once again, give us that Facebook and everything. If people need more information, want to get a hold of you, want to find out, hey, I want to be in the salsa contest, or I want to do this, or I want to do that.
Right. You can hit me up on Facebook. It's Miller County Fair, Arkansas. And, you know, our email address is MillerCountyFairArkansas@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 870-330-1155. Uh-huh. And we look forward to seeing everybody at the goat roping.
Yes.
I think it'll be a big turnout.
Yeah. So that's coming up
the 13th.
Soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
The 13th
August.
Of August.
August.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's first. That's the 13th of August.
And then the junior rodeo.
And then
on
the junior rodeo on the 14th.
Right. And then in September is your 3-day fair.
Yeah.
And
I like the warm-up you did for the fair.
Fair. So when y'all see me in October and I look like I've, you know, worn smooth out, this is why.
This is why, because she had several months of events going on. But you can find it all out at the Facebook or the website.
That's right.
Okay. Do that, and y'all figure out when you're coming back in, but we'll have to have you back in at least once, if not twice, before this
is
all said and done.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.